was a cool ride, and the water started to heat, and it just got overheated and started, something broke down or something, I'm not sure.
Another leak came out of TMI, and we had to evacuate.
They say they're going to open it in 2 years. I don't want it open then.
I think they're holding my breath. And then you won't get radiation unless it leaks to your skin, which I think it would. It's something that you can't see, smell, or anything like that. And it's in the air, and if you get too much of it, like it could cause leukemia or cancer.
If they open it, they're probably going to push the wrong button, pull the wrong cord, and switch the wrong switch, and it's going to blow up.
The meltdown was so terrible that some people died, and some people were badly injured and couldn't get anywhere, and the radiation got them. And then we came back a few years later, and everything was destroyed. There was a giant hole in the ground. And TMI had big holes in it.
Thank you. facing the prospect of death, few Americans have been willing to concede that it really was their time. And now, for them, there is a service available that offers an alternative. Today, in several metropolitan areas, mobile vans of a company called TransTime are on 24-hour call to pick up the bodies of its clients immediately upon legal death, to have them placed in liquid nitrogen storage, known as cryonic suspension. Reasoning that a newly deceased human body is only slightly dead, TransTime offers a freezing process that's supposed to preserve the body indefinitely. Instantly, the body is iced, drained of all blood, and perfused with chemicals. Then, as quickly as possible, it is transferred to a 10-foot thermos-like capsule, where it will be stored in liquid nitrogen at minus 310 degrees Fahrenheit. The cryonics companies themselves are as optimistic about future scientific resurrection and life as Leonardo da Vinci was at one time about man's ability to fly. Many prominent and wealthy Americans have secretly chosen cryonic suspension. And it has been rumored that people such as Walt Disney, Howard Hughes, the Kennedys, and Aristotle Onassis have been placed in cryonic suspension.